Today's Amud is Marikatan Chav Beis Siman Aleph. We're holding on Chav Aleph from a Beis, five lines in the bottom by the words Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, another halacha about the first 3 days of Avelus. Says the Braisa, an Avel Shoshi Yamim Harishonim, Bami Makam Karayiv Mayne Imahem. The case is as follows. We have a family, and they're sitting Shiva, they lost one of their relatives, and they live in City A. And they have another family member, a close family member, who lives in City B. And the family member, the lone family member who lives in City B, happens to be traveling to City A. He doesn't yet know about the patira of the relative, and he happens to be joining the rest of the family in City A. And when he gets to City A with the rest of the family, he sees they're all sitting Shiva. He says, what's going on? They explain to him, oh, they just lost a relative, and now he's an Avel as well. And the Shaila is, does he now start his own set, his own count of Shiva? Or does he continue counting just the rest of the days together with his family? So it says the Braisa that if he gets there, Shloshi Yamim Harishainim, if he gets there within 3 days, and he's Bami Makim Karif, and he comes from a place that's close by, Taisa says, it's a 1 day's travel as way. Many of the Paiskim say nowadays that includes air travel or car travel, that's all included in 1 day's travel. It's not about distance, it's not about the actual physical distance, it's about the time, a 1 day's travel. So if he comes within the first 3 days of Avelus, and he comes from a Makim Karev, a 1 day's travel away, so then he's Mayne Imahen, so then he counts Shiva together with the rest of his family. So he could potentially only be counting just a few of the days of Shiva. He's not going to have a full seven. However, if he's Bami Makom Rachik, if he comes from a city that's more than a day's travel as well, more than a day's travel away, non-existent nowadays, so then he counts for himself, then he has to count his own set of Shiva. If he's coming from a close place, and he gets there in the beginning, so he's there for the Ikar Avelos, we could consider it like he was there the whole time, because anyways, he was really close by. But if he's far away, we can't consider it like he was really there the whole time, and then he has to count his own set of Shiva, so his Shiva will end after the rest of the families. Mikan Ve'ilach, however, even if he comes from a close place, Mikan Ve'ilach, if he gets there after the third day of Shiva, so then afilu bami makim karayiv, even if he comes from a place that's close by, he's mayne la'atzmai, he has to make his own count of Shiva because he wasn't even there for the first 3 days, which is the ikar avelus. Reb Shimon Aimer, Reb Shimon's Chaylik, Reb Shimon says, no, afilu babi yoyim ha-shvi mimakim karev. Even if he comes on the last day, as long as he came from a makim karev, even if he comes on the last day, l'maisa, there is still meriris, there is still bitterness and avelus on that last day, so as long as he gets there at some point during the Shiva, and he comes from a makim karev, so then he's mayna imaya, and he counts together with the rest of the family. Now, Amar Mar, we had mentioned that Shleishi Yamim Harishainim Bami Makam Karayiv Mayne Imahim. And if he gets there, the first 3 days, so then everyone agrees, the first 3 days of Makam Karayiv, he counts together with the rest of the family. Now, Amrav Chibar Abba, Amrav Yechnan, Rav Yechnan qualified this halacha and he explained, Vuhu Shiesh Gadol Habayis Babayis. That this halacha is only true if amongst the rest of his family in City A is a Gadol Habayis. A Gadol Habayis doesn't, Lav Dafka means the oldest family member. It means, really, it's a very big machlek is exactly what it's referring to, different shitas. We'll call it for now the family's decision maker. Most families have one child, one family member, and he's the one who really calls the shots for the family. So as long as he's in City A together with the rest of the family, so then the lone family member from City B, when he comes, he could count together with the rest of the family. But if there's no Gadol Habayis over there, so then he's not going to be Nigrar Achareim, he's not going to go with them, because it's not like there's a Gadol Habayis. Each one's is their own individual. It's only if there's a Gadol Habayis, then we could say that everyone's tuffle to the Gadol Habayis, and then this lone family member could count the rest of the Shiva together with the family. For more of an explanation, perhaps, of what a Gadol Habayis is, so Bez Hashem will discuss that in Darais al-Halacha. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Ibailu, the Gemara is a Shaila. Really, this whole sugya we'll discuss in details in the Arais al-Halacha. But says the Gemara now, a Shaila, Ibailu, Halach Gadol Habayis Abeis HaKvaris Mahu. What's the halacha if the Gadol Habayis goes to the Kfura, which is relatively common nowadays? Nowadays, very often, Mason from Chutz La'aretz, they get brought to Eretz Yisrael, and not the whole family, not the whole family is not often is not the ones that bring the mace. Often it's just the gadol habayis. It's the family's, you know, decision maker. It's their main, sometimes the eldest member. He's the one who brings the mace to kfura. So he goes to the beis akvare. So now the halacha is that shiva only starts after kfura. Shiva typically only starts after kfura, unless the family is not going to be burying the mace. Meaning, if the family in Chutz Laaretz is sending the mace to Eretz Yisrael, so as we'll see soon in the Gemara, as soon as they turn away, as soon as they're done being Isaac with the mace, as soon as they hand over the mace to be brought to Eretz Yisrael, so then their Shiva starts right then and there. So let's say if we have a mace that dies on a Monday, and most of the family is staying in Chutz Laaretz, they're not taking the mace to Eretz Yisrael, they're staying in Chutz Laaretz. As soon as they have their own mini Levaya in Chutz Laaretz and they send off the mace, so now their Shiva starts on that Monday. Now the Gadol Habayis is going with the mace to Eretz Yisrael for the Kvura. Really, for him, since he's going with the mace, the Shiva only starts for him after the Kvura. That's the typical halacha. After Stimas HaGail, only after the Kvura, that's when the Shiva is going to start. So let's say he gets brought to Eretz Yisrael on Tuesday, and that's when the Levaya happens, is on Tuesday. So then his Shiva is only going to start a day later. So now what happens when he gets back home? When he goes back to Chutz Laaretz, does he continue counting his own count, or does he go after and together with the rest of the family? Says the Gemari Vailu, Halach Gadol Abayis, the Beis Akvaris Mahu. That's this case. The Gadol Abayis, he goes to the Beis Akvaris. So what's the halacha? Does he now, when he comes back, does he count together with the rest of the family? So says the Gemara Tashemad, Amr Abchi Bar Abu, Amr Abi Yechnan, Afilu Halach Gadol Abayis, the Beis Akvaris, Mayne Imahen. That even if the Gadol Abayis goes to the Beis Akvaris, and his Shiva should technically start on Tuesday, it should start a day later, still when he gets back home, no, he's going to count together with the rest of the family, so he's only going to have a 6-day Shiva. He'll skip Tuesday. Tuesday, on Monday, he didn't start his Shiva, because he's going together with the mace. His Shiva only starts Tuesday. But then when he gets back home, Tuesday becomes his second day of Shiva. So he really only gets, in the end, 6 days of Shiva. There are a lot of different shitas in the Rishonim, how to explain this to Gemara. This is the way, at least one of the ways it comes out la halacha. Now ask the Gemara, Maine Imahin, is that really true? When the Gadol Abayis gets back home, he then counts together with the rest of the family? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, Maine La'atzmai, that he continues his own count of Shiva. So says the Gemara Lei Kasha. It's not a contradiction, it depends. Hada asa begoit lasa, vahad lay asa begoit lasa. It depends if he gets back within 3 days of the Shiva. If he gets back home within the first 3 days of the Shiva, so then he counts within 3 days, so then he counts together with the rest of the family. But if he comes back after 3 days, so then he does not count. That's when he has to do his own count of Shiva. Ki hada amarlu Rav levnei hatzalfaini, like Rav said to the Bnei Hatzalfaini, a name of a city, da'asu begoit lasa limnu ba'adaychu, those that come back, if he comes back within 3 days, then he counts together with you. Da'asu begoit lasa limnu l'nafshayu, but if he doesn't come within 3 days, so then he has his own count of Shiva. Says the Gemara writer now, Amar lu Rava levnei mechuiza, Rava said to the Bnei Mechuiza, Asun Deloyas Lisu Basar Arsa, you drop off the mace, you give over the mace to be brought to Kvura outside of the city. The Beis HaKvaris, they didn't have a Beis HaKvaris seemingly in Mechuiza, the mason were brought outside the city. So very common nowadays, the mason are brought to Eretz Yisrael. So for them, so when do they start the Shiva? Normally Shiva starts only after the Kfura. So what are they gonna do? Said Rava to them, Michi Mahadrisu Apaichu Mibava Davula Aschilu Manu. As soon as you turn away your faces from the gate of the city, so that's when you start to count. Meaning once you give over the mace and you turn away, so that's when you start your count of Shiva. And that's the halacha, that even though Shiva typically starts by Kfura, if someone is not going to the Kfura, someone is, and the Kfura is happening outside the city, if the Kfura is happening outside the city and one isn't escorting the mace to the Kfura, so then he starts Shiva as soon as he turns his face away from the mace. So as the Gemara now, Rab Shimon Omer, Afilu ba b'yoyim ha-shvi'im imakum karayiv mayne imahim. We had before, that according to Rab Shimon, even if the family member from city B joins the rest of his family in city A on the last day of the Shiva, and that's when he finds out about the Patira, he only has one day of Avelus. He counts Shiva together with his family, and he's only going to have one day of Avelus. Now, Amar Rav Chiya bar Gamda, Amar Rav Yosi ben Shaul, Amar Rebbe, V'hu Shabau Matza Menachem and Etzlei. If they come on the seventh day, and the Menachem, those that were comforting his family members, already left, and they finished their Shiva, so then he does not count with them. The only time he counts with them is if he sees them at a time of Nihug Avelus, which means that there's still people that are being Menachem, his family members there in the house. Now, by Ravanan and Ashayla, Ninaru Lama Ivuloy Amdu Mahu. Once the halacha, if you see that there are Menachem in there, and everyone's getting ready to get up, they're sort of they're adjusting themselves, they're about to stand up, they're getting up from Shiva, quite literally. They're getting up from Shiva. So Mahu, what's the halacha when the family member from city B comes? Is that considered like he got there in time, that now he'll only have one day of Avelis? Or no, did he just miss it, and now he's going to have the next 7 days? Says the Gemara, Teiku, that we'll have to wait for Eliyahu Navi. Now says the Gemara that Gemiri Chavri de Rav Abba Barchiya Mer Rav Abba, that the friend of Rav Abba Barchiya learned from Rav Abba, Umanu Reb Zera, and it's referring to Reb Zera, Va'amilar, some say Chavid Reb Zera, Reb Zera, that was the friend of Reb Zera from Reb Zera, Umanu Reb Abba, Breid Reb Chiyah Bar Abba, Al-Kopanu, whoever it was, is Amar Reb Yechanan, whoever this was, he said in the name of Reb Yechanan the following halacha, that halacha krab shimon begamliel betreifis, v'halacha krab shimon be'evel. That when it comes to treifis, the halacha is like krab shimon begamliel. We didn't mention anything until now about treifis. We'll have to see in the Gemara what this is referring to. But he said that the halacha is like krab shimon begamliel when it comes to treifis, and the halacha is like krab shimon when it comes to avelus. So that krab shimon by avelus we just had. That even if the avel gets there on the seventh day, so that's enough that he counts together with the rest of the family. So says the Gemara like this, krab shimon be'evel hada'amra, like we just said. Like Reb Shimon by Avelus, this halacha. If he gets there on the seventh day, he counts together with his family. Reb Shimon by Gamliel by Treifus. What does it mean that the halacha is like Reb Shimon by Gamliel by Treifus? Did not, like we learned in the Mishnah. That b'nei ma'ayim shenikvu. If let's say an animal has its intestines, they got punctured. There's a hole in the intestine. So that would normally render the animal a treifa. However, in this case, it's a little bit different. V'lecha soysasmon. Soysamton. There's lecha, there's juices from the animal that covered over the hole, that covered over the puncture, and it's really, really blocking it up, and it's acting almost like stitches. And really, so now it's kilo like there's no hole. So do we still consider this animal a treifa? Says the Mishnah, Ksheira Divir Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that those juices of the animal are enough that it's considered that it's sealed up the hole, and the animal is not a treifa. Now, my lecha, what are these juices? So like we explained, Amar Rav Kahana, it's Shirka de Maya, it's the sharp juices of the intestines, the Nafik Agav Duchka, that comes out when it's squeezed. If the intestines are squeezed, so these juices come out, and that's what happened. Somehow they got squeezed, juices came out, and it happened to close up the hole. So in that case, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that the animal is not a treifa, and on that, Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha is like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Now says the Gemara, we had a similar Gemara in Meseches Tainus, I believe, that Amar Manduhu said that Izki va'asik, if only I should be Zaycha, it was a Mandu from Bavel, he said, if only I'll be Zaycha, va'asik, and I'll go to Eretz Yisrael, ve'egmer l'shmeitzim mipuma demare, and I'll hear this halacha from the mouth of the one who actually said it. I want to hear it from Rabbi Abba, Dereid Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. I want to hear it from him himself, that he said that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Evel. I want to hear it from him. It's always such an important thing. It mamish can't be emphasized enough how important it is to hear things from the source, and similarly, to look up things from the source, not to trust other people saying it in his name or quoting it from the Sefer. Look things up inside. So this Mandu said, if only I'll be Zaycha, I want to hear it directly from the mouth of Rav Chiya Bar Abba. And let's see what happens. So Amar, and Kisalik, eventually he was Zaycha, this Mandu who was Zaycha, he made it up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkecha, he asks around in the street, where's Rav Chiya Bar Abba? Where does Rav Abba Breid Rav Chiya Bar Abba live? He finds the house of Rav Abba Breid Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Ashkecha, he finds him, Rav Abba Breid Rav Chiya Bar Abba, and Amar Lei, he gets to the door and he says to him, ah, I've been waiting to meet you, I'm so excited. Amar Mara, Lachakresh, Bag, Betrefis, did you really say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel v'Treifus, I want to hear it from your mouth that you said it. And Amar Leon or Shimon Gamliel responds to him, and he said, no, I said mamish the opposite. Ana ein halacha amri. I said that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. I said that the juices are not enough to consider that now the animal is not a treifa, because the juices are temporary. Those juices are eventually going to fall down. They're going to fall off, and therefore we can't consider that a proper seal, and we still view the animal as being a treifa. I said that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay, let's say, what about the second halacha? Rav Shimon be'evil mai. Did you really say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon, when it comes to avelos, that even if the avel from city B gets to city A on the seventh day, he could count together with the rest of the family? And Amar Lei and Rav Abba Breid, Rav Chibar Abba says that no, plugta ninu. I said that it's a machlaikas. I never gave a psak. The idmar Rav Chista Amar halacha, that Rav Chista said the halacha is like Rav Shimon, v'chein Amar Rav Yechanan said it as well, halacha, and Rav Nachman Amar in halacha, and Rav Nachman said that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon. I just said that there was a machlaikas. Again, you see the importance of finding things and looking things up from the source. He went to the source, and the taka wasn't true. He said that the halacha mamish the opposite by treifas, that the halacha is not like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and by avelus he didn't give a psak. He just said that it's a machlaikas. Ma'isa, what's the halacha? Says the Gemara. The bottom line is that ve'ein halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifus. The halacha does not follow Rav Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifus. If there's a hole in the bnei ma'ayim, even if it's plugged up by the juices of the animal is still considered a treifa. The halacha k'Rav Shimon be'evil, and the halacha is like Rav Shimon be'evil, that even if the avil comes on the seventh day from city B, he still could count together with the rest of the family, even though it's against the Chachamim, it's against the Tanakhama, it's against the Rambam. Halacha is like Rav Shimon. The Amar Shmuel, as Shmuel had said, halacha kedivri amekel be'evil, that the halacha always follows the mekel be'evil, even if it's a yachad against the Rambam, like in this case, the halacha follows Rav Shimon, even against the Chachamim.